We've been looking at various reasons why you may end up talking quite quickly, either naturally in conversation, in day-to-day life, in the office or with your friends, or why you may end up talking too quickly when it comes to your presentation role, maybe as a broadcaster, a podcaster or a voiceover voice artist, for example. It may be how you were brought up, or maybe it's because of your background in sports commentating. Maybe you fear dead air, or you're nervous, you lack confidence, you want to simply get it all over with, or maybe it's because you're excitable, trying to maybe get in everything before the time runs out. And that's something that we spoke about yesterday on the programme, and a way to train yourself to more easily understand how long it's going to take you to read a script, and different ways, different techniques, different tricks and hacks you can use to train yourself to speak slightly faster or slightly slower, depending on the time allocated to you for that particular script. Here's another reason why you may talk faster. And this is something which is rarely ever spoken about, but it's particularly of interest if you are whether you're a broadcaster, podcaster or a voiceover voice artist. It's being chased by the music. What does that mean? What is it when you are chased by the music? Well, many presenters like to talk with music running underneath them. Not the actual songs, but it's what we call a music bed. It's an instrumental piece of music that just kind of joins up the end of one song and the start of another song. It's so there's always something happening on air. It makes the presenter feel safe. It makes them feel less exposed. And it also means that when they're talking, they can pause for a moment and know that there's no dead air. There's going to be this music track bubbling along underneath. That music track is called a music bed. And it can encourage someone to talk too fast, as presenters confuse pace for momentum or excitement. Now, although your delivery should mirror the bed, don't let the music force you into speeding up so much that you garble. That is, don't be chased by the music. Let's have a little example. This is quite a slow piece of music. Yeah? You're probably going to be reading something quite slow over this, quite thoughtful. You're probably going to be speaking along with the beats, a bit like that, because you can hear and feel when that beat is going to happen. And it also means that you can use some pauses in there as well. The music is your all-over pace. Okay. So let's choose another piece of music now to give you another example. What about this? With this kind of music, it's much more pacey. There's more going on, it's busier, and you're likely to be talking much faster. The pauses between different phrases are likely to be much shorter, and you're going to continue talking at quite an intense rate. But wouldn't it be really odd if you had this kind of music and this kind of presentation, where maybe you're talking much slower? It kind of fits, but it doesn't fit altogether. Let's try that the other way around with the other bit of music we just heard. And then what happens if you're going to be talking over this kind of music at a much faster rate? It's going to sound a little bit incongruous, isn't it? So a lugubrious reed over a dance track would sound as disconnected as a motor mouth over a mindfulness melody. Don't let the music force you into speeding up so much that you garble. Don't let the music chase you. Okay, let's dip those. Increasing the pace you talk won't necessarily increase the momentum or excitement of what you're talking about. Doing something that's not interesting faster doesn't make it more interesting. And one more thing, if the final commercial is going to have music mixed in with it later, always ask to hear that music track so you can match your speed, rate and rhythm with the music when you record your voice. So when the producer lays down that track later on, with you laying on top of the bed, the music bed, see what I did there? It fits snugly. Yeah, because otherwise, if you're just reading a script and you know it's got to be 29 seconds, but you don't know what kind of music is going underneath, you don't know whether you're going to have to do a lugubrious read or a Motormouth read. Yeah, you don't know the beats that you've got to fit your voiceover to. And hopefully those couple of music tracks I played you a little bit earlier on kind of help you hear the difference between that. Okay, I'm back tomorrow. What is the message given when you talk fast? In what kind of situations are you going to talk fast? We've given the reasons why you may be talking fast, but what are the subconscious messages? In what kind of situations might you be a fast talker? When in a studio situation might a director or a producer want you to talk particularly quickly? And what kind of message does that give to the listening public? We'll look at those tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.